following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Religious people all over the world pray to their God or their multiple gods. Some pray the same memorized words over and over again. Does God want you to give Him vain repetitions? Does God answer your prayers? You need to know the strategies for effective prayer. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores the question, does God answer your prayers? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Have you ever tried to pray and felt like your prayers went no higher than the ceiling? I felt that way at one time. And perhaps there were times when you did pray sincerely, and you felt God didn't answer your prayer. Millions, if not billions, of religious people pray all over the world. According to a Gallup poll, 9 in 10 Americans claim to engage in prayer, a proportion that has not changed over the last half century of Gallup polling. But does God answer their prayers? Does God answer your prayers? On today's program, we'll examine biblical principles for effective prayer. Effective prayer can change your life and the lives of others as well. The Bible gives us the conditions for answered prayer. Prayer is vital to your very purpose in life. Do you know that purpose? Dr. Meredith has presented programs on why you were born and the very meaning of life. Our ultimate destiny is awesome. Our human potential is incredible. But realize that our exciting future depends on our loving and close relationship with the Creator of the universe and His Son, Jesus Christ. God wants a relationship with you. He's demonstrated His love to you by sacrificing His Son for your sins. If you have a Bible, turn to John, the 3rd chapter. Now let me caution you. This golden verse of the Bible has been quoted so often, you may not give the kind of attention or respect you should to this awesome truth. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God in His great love gave His Son to pay for all the sins of the world. Do you believe God loves you personally? One of the greatest truths, one of the greatest realities of realities, is quoted in the Bible twice. You may want to mark it in your Bible. It's in John, 1 John 4:8 and 1 John 4:16. Read this profound statement. In just three words we learn, God is love. As we saw in John 3:16, God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins. The greatest price paid in the history of the universe was paid for you. Kidnappers often demand a high ransom for their victims. But we can all be redeemed from the bondage of sin and the penalty of eternal death. Jesus Christ paid for our sins with His blood. Notice this inspiring truth in 1 Peter 1 and verse 17. And notice also the context. Peter encourages us to call upon or pray to God our Father. 1 Peter 1 verse 17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. In other words, have a reverence and awe of God's greatness, glory, and power, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. God has demonstrated His love for you. You can be redeemed by the blood of Christ. As we've explained on previous programs, one needs to seek God in prayer. One needs to repent of sin, the transgression of God's law. And one needs to be baptized. Then the sacrifice of Christ is applied to you for the forgiveness of all your sins. But now God wants everyone to call upon Him in prayer. He wants you to seek Him so you can be baptized and have a personal relationship with Him. He's created human beings with the potential to be with Him for all eternity. He wants you to be His immortal child forever. The Apostle Paul wrote about his praying to God and about our part in the divine family relationship. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. God's purpose is to create a loving family, and He wants you to be a part of that family. Notice the Apostle Paul's inspiring request for the Christians at Ephesus. Paul continues in verse 16, that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. These blessings sound overwhelming, so overwhelming, that you may not even want to believe that those blessings are possible for you. These incredible blessings are not only possible, they're promised to those who yield themselves to the way of life taught by Christ in the Bible. Notice this awesome truth and promise in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, the very next verse. Paul concludes this chapter with a prayerful praise toward God. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Did you notice the incredible truth of verse 20? Paul is saying that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. There's no limit on what God can do for you. What problems are you now facing? Are you caught up in some habitual sin? Are you facing insoluble financial problems? Are you experiencing stress or conflict in your work, your school, your relationships, or even your church? Ask God for deliverance. Of course, we must do our part. We need to repent of our sins that may have contributed to our troubles. Claim the promise of Ephesians 3:20. Remember it. In fact, you can learn more about the dynamics and the promise of prayer in a free one-hour audio tape we'll be offering later on in the program. You'll want to be ready to write down the address and phone number we'll give you. Now, let's consider four strategies or approaches to more effective prayer. Approach number one is intercessory prayer. We need to pray for others and not just for ourselves. Some of us were taught to pray as little children. My parents taught me the child's prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Then I would pray for my family. God bless Daddy, Mommy, my sister Beverly, and Deep Deep the cat. Now as I grew older, I began to pray for others. I remember my Aunt Helen, who had cancer. As a young boy, I wanted to ignore the serious problems of others. I learned later, however, that if I were in her situation, I'd want others to be praying for me. So I included Aunt Helen in my prayers as well. One of the best ways of overcoming the selfishness of human nature is to pray for others. Do you pray only for yourself and your desires? Or do you have compassion and concern for others? The Apostle Paul teaches us one of the most fundamental ways of praying in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. This type of prayer is called intercessory prayer. You intercede for someone else. The word intercede means to act or interpose in behalf of someone in difficulty or trouble, as by pleading or petition. You ask God to help someone else who's in trouble. Paul goes on to write in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Notice this, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Your prayer for someone else can make a difference. Do you pray for the leader of your country, your province, state, or community? Is your community experiencing peace? Do you pray for others who are in trouble? Intercessory prayer will help you overcome the kind of selfish prayer so many are afflicted with. There are several other strategies of prayer that can stimulate your relationship with God and help you on the pathway of a more loving, successful, and fulfilling life. We'll discuss those strategies in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape entitled The Power of Prayer. This one-hour audio tape covers even more exciting and inspiring principles of prayer than we've had time to cover on this program. God gives us wonderful promises in the Bible that you can personally claim in prayer. You need to know what they are. This audio tape will help you in your study of the Bible and in your spiritual relationships. You'll have the opportunity to review the biblical references and strategies we've shared with you on this program and more. And you'll be able to do it at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, The Power of Prayer.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we saw that prayer is vital to fulfilling our very purpose in life. The Creator God has given each of us an incredible human potential, a potential that goes beyond time and space, a potential that produces joy, happiness, and fulfillment far beyond our wildest dreams. Prayer is a lifeline to God, who is the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We read that in Ephesians 3 and verse 15. We, you and I, can have that intimate relationship through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In fact, it's by His authority that we can come to the very throne of grace in heaven. On the night before His crucifixion, Jesus gave this encouraging instruction to His disciples, John 16, verse 23. And in that day, you will ask Me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in My name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. You can pray in confidence because you're talking to God the Father in prayer, not by your own authority, but by the authority of Christ. Now, there are different approaches or strategies of prayer. We saw that the Apostle Paul instructed us to pray for others, to employ intercessory prayer. In the remaining part of our program, let's briefly examine three other approaches or strategies of prayer. In my discussions with various Christians over the years on the topic of prayer, I've heard the occasional comment, I don't know what to pray about. There are two suggestions here. One is to use the Bible as you pray. Open your Bible when you pray. The Psalms are very helpful in this regard. Read a few lines or so and talk to God about what you've read. I've even found it personally helpful to read the Bible while praying on my knees. Remember what the Apostle Paul stated in Ephesians 3:14? He said, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you do have the Bible with you as you pray, you'll begin to have a more interactive session of prayer as you allow God to speak to you through the Scriptures. The other answer I give when someone says, I don't know what to pray about, is just to start thanking God. Is there anything that you're thankful for? Are you thankful for the existence of the Bible? For the truth of the Bible? Are you thankful for food and clothing? Are you thankful for fresh air and sunshine? Are you thankful for the freedom to worship? Here is strategy number two toward more effective prayer. Pray the prayer of thanksgiving. Turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter and verse 20. Here the Apostle Paul exhorts us to be giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he also tells us over here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Yes, pray every day, and be ready to pray at any instant during the day. Now notice what he says in verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. One of the greatest sins of our time is the sin of ingratitude. Even the Apostle Paul prophesied that unthankfulness would be a characteristic of the end times, the perilous times he spoke about in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. Are you thankful for the blessings you have? As we read in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks. We briefly discussed two approaches to prayer. Number one is intercessory prayer. Number two is the prayer of thanksgiving. A third strategy of prayer is to confess your sins and your weaknesses. Many people, and even some professing Christians, try to hide their sins from God, and in many cases they will not even admit their sins to themselves. Turn to 1 John 1 and verse 8. God gives us another wonderful promise, but we need to be honest with ourselves. 1 John 1 and verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How many millions, if not billions, of people believe that anything goes? They say, in effect, I can do anything I please without worrying about the consequences. Well, there are serious cause and effect consequences. Those who believe otherwise are deceived, as the Apostle John states, and the truth is not in them. But if we're honest with ourselves, we can change our attitude and behavior for good. Notice this wonderful promise in 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need, of course, a repentant attitude, an attitude of sorrow for our sins, and a desire to turn from those sins to God's way of life. When was the last time you confessed any of your sins to God in prayer? Be honest with yourself. Confess your sins to God. He's very willing to forgive you your sins through the sacrifice of Christ. If you want help on how to confess in a repentant way, read Psalm 51. David's prayer of repentance after his sin and murder of adultery shows his repentance. Your prayers can be much more effective if you apply this third strategy, confess your sins. God promises forgiveness if you're truly repentant. You'll draw closer to God as you confess your sins. You'll have a more intimate relationship with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. This is what the Apostle John says in verse 7. 1 John 1 and verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. You can never buy or purchase forgiveness. God forgives those who repent of their sins, those who confess their sins and forsake their sins. The fourth approach to effective prayer is to claim God's promises. The Bible is a gold mine of promises. As you read through the Bible, mark the many places that God assures us of His blessings if we fulfill the conditions for those promises. We just saw that God promises to forgive us our sins if we confess them. What are some of His other promises? There are hundreds of promises, but let's look at a few of them. The book of James describes two kinds of wisdom, for example. One is the wisdom of this world, which James states is earthly, sensual, demonic, and that's in James 3, verse 15. The other is the wisdom which is from above, and that's in James 3, verse 17. True wisdom is from God. Notice God's promise through the Apostle James. Turn in your Bible to James 1 and verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Yes, God gives to human beings liberally and without reproach. God wants us to ask Him for the important things in life. He'll give you godly wisdom if you ask Him. In this deceived, ungodly world, we all need godly wisdom. We need to take God at His word and exercise faith. This is what James states in verse 6. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. God means what He says, believe Him, and claim His promises. He particularly promises to provide our every need in Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God is a loving Father. He's more willing to provide for your needs than human parents are willing to provide for their children. Jesus explains this in Luke the 11th chapter and verse 11. Jesus had just instructed His listeners to ask, seek, and knock. Luke 11 and verse 11. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Or as the parallel account in Matthew states, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? That's in Matthew 7, verse 11. God promises to give us good things and the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. He promises us that we can partake of His very divine nature. The Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4 that God has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In your prayers, remind God of His written promises in the Bible. Claim God's wonderful promises, and your life will be more full, more exciting, and more rewarding. The fourth approach to prayer is claim God's promises. There's one more vital principle for effective prayer. We'll discuss that in the conclusion of the program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free one-hour audio tape entitled The Power of Prayer. This one-hour audio tape will help you in your study of the Bible, and it'll help you apply the principles of effective prayer. Prayer is vital for your very purpose of living. This free audio tape will give you the opportunity to review the biblical references and strategies we've shared with you on this program, and you'll be able to study at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, The Power of Prayer. There's no cost or obligation. You can also order the tape on our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. And if you're not already a subscriber to our free magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the true meaning of life. So be sure to call or write today for your free audio tape, The Power of Prayer, and your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5582. That's 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
According to the Gallup poll we cited earlier, quote, 3 out of 4 Americans say that they pray on a daily basis. An additional 15% of adults say they pray at least weekly, end of quote. My friends, prayer is your lifeline to God and to Jesus Christ. You need to pray every day without fail. Jesus emphasized the first great commandment in Matthew 22 and verse 37. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Are you living by that great commandment? If you are, you will not be choosing people, things, or ideas above God in importance. Money, fame, relationships, position, or power, any of these can become an idol. Ask yourself, is something more important to me today than loving God, than praying to Him, thanking Him for my benefits and my blessings? We've briefly discussed 4 strategies or approaches to effective prayer. Number one is intercessory prayer. Number two is the prayer of thanksgiving. A third strategy of prayer is to confess your sins. Approach number four is to claim God's promises. There are many more strategies and approaches to prayer, but Jesus gave us one more vital principle in Matthew, the sixth chapter. Jesus warned against vain repetition. He did not want us to repeat prayers over and over again so that they become useless repetition. Jesus warned us about meaningless words in Matthew 6 and verse 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. God knows our needs, but He expects that we'll ask Him to provide our needs. We depend on Him for everything, even the air we breathe. And in asking for our needs, we have a closer relationship with Him. The vital principle for effective prayer is this: just speak from the heart. You don't need to get caught up in memorized prayers that become vain and meaningless. Be open and honest as you share your concerns, your sins, your worries, and your problems with God. King David was open and honest in his prayers. Read those Psalms that express heartfelt concerns and requests in prayers. My friends, prayer is a privilege, but it's also a priority given to us as a way to communicate directly with our Father in heaven and with His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible will give you the patterns of prayer and the exceeding great and precious promises you can claim in prayer. The free hour-long tape that we offered you, The Power of Prayer, will help you to review those principles. Realize this: your Father in heaven wants to hear from you every day. He loves you, and He'll answer your prayer as you seek to love Him and obey Him. Just speak from the heart and be thankful for the priceless privilege of coming before the throne of God in prayer through your Savior, Jesus Christ. We hope you'll join us every week on Tomorrow's World. With so much religious confusion in the world, you'll want to know the plain teachings of the Bible. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the biblical answers to the most challenging questions of life. And you need to know the future as revealed in Bible prophecy. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5582. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.